Welcome to another episode of In Moments Like These with David Graham. David is a speaker, author, businessman, former pastor, and founding director of Youth of a Mission Montana. We believe that God is at work, constantly tugging at our hearts, working in and through relationship around us. Join us as we dive into a new devotional, as David shares a lifetime of personal moments and hopes to inspire you to see God the Father at work in your own moments. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of In Moments Like These.
At this moment in time, as I speak, we human beings are living in the calendar year known as 2024, or more formally, 2024, AD to be exact. The letters AD stand for the Latin phrase Anno Domini, or the year of our Lord, meaning that right now we are living 2024 years from the year in which our Savior Jesus Christ, the eternal, all-powerful Son of God, was one day born as a human baby in an old barn in a tiny town in a broken and subjugated nation called Israel. Jesus came in AD, the year of the Lord, and he came in the form of a vulnerable child to live on the earth, the very earth that he had once spoken into existence. Anno Domini was an incredible, amazing event, one that stuns me every time I think about it. It was the first event of what I call the two most phenomenal events that have ever taken place in all of human history. The year of our Lord and his coming was an amazing, earth-shaking benchmark year. A year that would eventually cause the world's calendar to be completely redefined. And it was because of that benchmark year that we are now living in what is called the 21st century AD, Anno Domini. And it's because of that benchmark year that all previous human history, every year previous to Anno Domini, would become known as BC, or before Christ. This was huge. It's still huge. The second of what I call the two most phenomenal events in world history was the death and resurrection of Jesus, which, according to most contemporary scholars, took place in the year 30 AD. And in all the 80 years since that time, Christians all over the earth, now numbered at about 2.4 billion, over 31% of the world's population, have met together on Easter weekend, as we did this last weekend, to remember the Lord Jesus and to honor and praise him for walking out those three extremely intense and phenomenal death and resurrection days, the days when he changed everything forever. And today, I want to focus on the death of Jesus and especially how his death changed things forever. To do that, I want to lean one more time on words from my new favorite author, Jonathan Cahn. This brief discourse comes again from Jonathan's daily devotional called The Book of Mysteries, which depicts an ongoing interaction between the teacher and the student. Today's devotional is titled The Secret of the Yoma. It begins this way. The teacher took me into what was known as the Chamber of Books, a massive room of towering bookcases filled with volumes of mostly old, ancient-looking books. After retrieving one of these from the shelves, a large reddish volume, he laid it on a wooden table, opened it up, and began to share. There were in the Temple of Jerusalem two major barriers separating God from man, the holy from the unholy. One chamber was formed by two massive doors of gold, the doors of the Hekal, the holy place. The other barrier, deeper inside the temple, was called the Perishit, the colossal veil that separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies, and through which only the high priest could enter, and only on the Day of Atonement. These two barriers stood as representations of the barrier separating each of us from God. But it is recorded in the New Testament that at the time, at the very moment of Messiah's death, the parashet, the veil of the Holy of Holies, was completely torn in two. And then he asked, what would that have signified? And I answered, that the barrier between man and God was removed? Yes, he said. But there was still that second barrier, the golden doors of the Hekal. Could there have been a second opening, a second miracle, a second witness? There was, and of the most powerful kind, that of an opposing witness. This, he said, pointing to the book, is Tractate Yoma 39 from the writings of the rabbis, and hidden within it is a most amazing thing. The rabbis record that a very strange phenomenon began taking place in the temple. The second barrier, the golden doors of the Hekal, began to open by themselves. When? I asked. When did they start doing that? The rabbis recorded in Tractate Yoma 39 that it all started about 40 years before the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple in A.D. 70. What? Then it comes to about the year A.D. 30. Yes, which just happens to be the same time that something else took place in Jerusalem, an event that changes the world. Yeshua, Jesus, died as the final atonement to remove the barrier between man and God. Has that ever happened in the history of faith where a hostile witness so powerfully testifies to such a fact? Never. And the fact remains that rabbis themselves bear witness concerning the removal of the second barrier, and thus that at the time of Messiah's death, that which was separating God from man, God from us, was removed, and the way to his presence has for us been forever opened. I don't believe Jonathan Kahn could have written it any better. Amen and wow. I had never heard of that before. I've known for many years that the massive curtain barrier to the Holy of Holies was torn at the time of Jesus' death. But I had no idea that the golden doors, the barriers to the holy place, began opening by themselves. Dear friend, the curtain was in fact torn, and the doors were in fact opened. And it was the death of Jesus that made it happen. And what does that all mean? It means that each and every one of us, each and every one of God's children, now have direct access to our Heavenly Father. And my friend, we're not supposed to be shy about this. We're supposed to cross through the open doors and into the presence of our Father God with boldness. I love what Hebrews chapter 10 has to say, verses 19 through 22. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And I would now add, and through the open doors. Now verse 21. And since we have a great high priest, Jesus, who rules over God's house, let's go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. We're washed clean, my friend. We're clean children of God. And it all happened at the moment when Jesus said, "It is finished." Over a year ago or so, I played a song that I had written back in 1976 AD. Perhaps some of you, more seasoned brothers and sisters, will remember it. And today, in the wake of Easter Sunday, I'd like to end by playing it for Jesus one more time. From the Praise 5 album by the Maranatha Singers, here is my song to Jesus in moments like these. Oh, dear Jesus, we do so love you, Lord. It was you who opened the doors, and it was you who changed everything forever. We live every single day of the year in your name, O Anno Domini. And it's because of you that we are now children of your Father, and we can forever be in his presence. Deepen our understanding of all this and increase our boldness, dear Jesus. Let it be.
Thank you for listening to another episode of In Moments Like These with David Graham. And we hope that this podcast and this episode can be another tool and resource to help you in this walk of faith. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, we would love to hear from you. Visit us online at inmomentslikethese.com. That's inmomentslikethese.com.